No, no, go to the mitzvah sasei. Make sure that what.
Some
that,
rabbis don't put the mitzvah. No, it's got 14.
No,
and then
sefer mitzvah. No, no, no. Go to the sefer mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Okay, let's press to see if this is working. Let's start with that. Didn't work, and now it worked. Now this is a big thing. It's going to get Baruch Hashem. Ah, Eden. Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are going to be going through today all of the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh, and as the Rambam concluded in his Agdama, that you have Ramach Mitzvah Saseh, and he says it's connected the Eivarim of a person. And our Shasa Mitzvah Sloisa says Rambam, they are Minyan Yemei Shnas Hachama. Just to point out that in Chazal and other times, you have Ramach Eivarim and Shasa Gidim. It's more consistent. And perhaps Al Pidem is, since that we follow the opinion, says the Rebbe, that the Rambam learned Pnimiyas HaTorah, including the Zoyan, Sefer Yetzirah, and the other Svarim that they had, that he learned. And just to say that you have in the beginning of the Sefer Yetzirah the concept of Olam, Shana, and Nefesh, which is really the foundation of the way we view the whole reality of this world. So Olam and Shana, Zman and Makim, we learn in Chassidus, Makim is Zman. This time and space. Space is just a more physical way of a manifestation of time. And then you have Nefesh, the person. So maybe the Ramach Eivarim is the Nefesh. And Olam Shana is the Inyan Fun Shasa Mitzvah Sloisa says. So he begins like you have in the beginning of Sefer Yetzirah, that you have the way the person goes through Olam and Shana, and that is keeping all of the mitzvahs. Now, the Rambam organized these Ramach Mitzvah Saseh. Many Svarim were written to give a rhyme and a reason as to why did the Rambam order it the way he did. As you'll see, it doesn't follow the Seder HaParshias. Right, the first mitzvah we'll see is mitzvah Risha de Rishoina, is Leida Shiyesha Meloka. That's not the first mitzvah we have in the Torah, Ki Yadua, like Rashi begins in the beginning of Bereshit. The first mitzvah that God gave the Jewish people is Achidush Hazeh. The Rebbe mentioned in various places, including in Futisichas Chelik Chavches, that the Rebbe did not find a satisfactory reason behind the Seder, but there are certain Moedidiki insights at times that you have from the prior grades as to why does one come before the other. I want to give a huge Yashar Koyach and a shout out. Not only do you have on Chabad.org now so many Rambam resources. You have Rambam the Shiurim, a side of the Shiurim. You have Rambam the Inyon. And now they added the Rambam Digest. Just to give a Yashar Koyach to Rabbi Yossi Lipsker, who actually compiled now Svarim called Sefer Oitzer HaMelech. What he did was he compiled all of the Sichas of the Rebbe on the Rambam. So at times, we're going to go through an hour sheet of an hour and 10 minutes to go through properly the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh is not Shayach. So we're going to be reading through the mitzvahs, and I'm going to be speaking out Bekitzev, to my understanding, various phenomenal insights that the Rebbe has regarding certain of the mitzvahs. The same thing will be done, God willing, tomorrow when we're going to go through the Shasa Mitzvah Sleisa. So just saying that the shir tomorrow is very long, even if we're going to read it as we will be doing it. So let's start. So it says Rambam Aleph, Mitzvah de Shoinim, Mitzvah Saseh. The Rambam doesn't write Mitzvah Shania. The Rambam doesn't write Mitzvah Shlishis. The Rambam only writes Mitzvah de Shoinim when it comes to in the 248, this one, which is Leida Shiyei Shom Eloka. Leida, as we're Medayik, to learn, to know. There's a Munah Shleim, and then there is, as we say in Chassidus Chabad, to understand. And an Munah, you can't have a commandment because who's commanding you? That's the famous question. If there's no commander, then there's no mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah, it's predicated on there being a commander. So there can't be a mitzvah to have a munah and a chanami. But a yid has a munah. And now that there is a munah in the Eibishter, so the Eibishter is commanding us. The first mitzvah is to the best of our ability, like the Rambam concludes at the end, that in those days of Mashiach, people will understand godliness to a tremendous capacity, kifikoyach ha'adam. And we begin the first mitzvah to do the best we could to know with our chachma and binandas yeshem elokah. And achshenemer anoichi yeshem elokah. Now, why does the Rambam write mitzvah reshoina? So you have just the classics. Not only is it reshoina in chashivus, and Rishayna from Lashon Roish, but the Rebbe says a Gevaldike thing, that you have the number Rishayna implies that there's a number Shniya, there's a number Shlishes, as we learn in Chassidus, right? There's Hashem Echad and Hashem Yachid. We don't say Hashem Yachid. Of course Hashem Yachid. Hashem Yachid is Enoid Muvadai. Hashem Echad is that even though there's a world, but Hashem is the master of the seven heavens and the earth and the Dalad Ruches Ha'olam. So the concept of Rishayna is that this isn't only the foundation of all the foundations, but our goal is to make this first mitzvah connected to everything that comes afterwards. Al derech, you have to make a brichas ha-Torah prior to learning Torah to connect the giver of the Torah to the learning of the Torah. So this isn't only the first as the most chashuv, but our goal now is to take now the knowledge of God and to imbue it in all the mitzvahs. So it means every time a yid does a mitzvah, it's clear that we are doing the will of God. Just classic Hasidus. That how is Yichud Hashem different than the belief in God? So push it to Taich. The belief, and don't say, to believe that God is one. If you don't believe God is one, then that's not the real God. So then you don't even have the first mitzvah. When you know God, then you know that God is one. If a person thinks, God forbid, that God is two, then he doesn't even know God. So what's the added of Yichud Hashem over Yediyas Hashem? Also the classic Hasidus, that Yediyas Hashem is knowing that God. Hashem Echad doesn't mean that there's one God. Hashem Echad means that there's nothing other than God. It's about knowing the world. The world is not something separate of, but the ultimate understanding how the world is nothing other than a pure extension of godliness, that's the Hashem Echad. There's nothing other than God. There's no other koyak, there's no other existence. The real concept of Einoid Mulvadi. Gimel, lo'ahavoy shenemar v'yahavtas Hashem aleikecho. Dalid l'yirah mimenu shenemar es Hashem aleikecho tira. Stam lo'ahoyer, what comes first, avo or yirah? We know the emesis that there's yirah tato, and that comes first. But here in the Seder, everything is meduyik. And Amam goes avo and yirah. And that's really the shita of the Baal Shem Tov, especially nowadays. You begin with avo, and from there you go to yirah. Number five, l'ispalal elav shenemar v'avadatem es Hashem aleikecho v'avoyduzu is tefillah. Ladafka by Vav is Ladafka by Shinamar Uboy Sidbak. And how do you cleave to God? Just to know the classic Chazal, Uboy Sidbak means to cleave to Talmid Chachamim. But the people ask, okay, but that's not Uboy Sidbak. Uboy means in God you should cleave. And that's the whole Perek Tanya of the Alter Rebbe. No, that's not true. That since we have an Neshama, and an Neshama is a Chelik Elokami Mal Mamish, and an Neshama is fully manifesting, the Neshama Klolis in the Tzaddik. So when a person is Sidbak in the Tzaddik, your mamish connecting to God himself. Zayin, Lishava Bishmai, who the Ravid takes up issues with this, is the mitzvah to swear. Is there a mitzvah to swear? The Ravid says, how is there a mitzvah to swear? Don't swear. Of course, if a person swears, it shouldn't mean something false. It's a negative. But the Rambam obviously holds that in the few cases where one has to take an oath, then there is a mitzvah to swear in God's name. I know I'm stopping a lot now. We're going to have to start moving quickly, but just to be aware, everything is a bomb here. There's something called a mitzvah klolus. Guys, we just learned recently a lav shavah klolus at the end of Rambam. For lav shavah klolus, you're not chayiv malchus. The moina ha-mitzvahs don't count any lav shavah klolus. And in the positive, what we will call now in the positive, a tzivui klolus should not be counted as one of the ramach mitzvahs I say. There are many tzivuim klolis that are not counted. L'choyda lehidamis bedrachov is many things, right? Mahu rachum, afat rachum. Mahu chanun, afatem chanun. It's so many things. And how does the Rambam count it? That's the classic question here on the Rambam. Furthermore, the Rebbe points out, lehidamis bedrachov, we also learned this at the end of the Rambam. The whole idea of Avos Yisrael. In other words, doing good, like the Rambam writes, Shita Sarambam, Bikur Choylim, Menach Ras Askala, it's all... that's included in the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael. And here the Rambam is quoting the pasuk the halachta bedrach. So it must be, says the Rebbe, that we're not focusing on the many different types of behaviors that we taka have to do to be similar to God, but is that, let's say a yid is rachum. You can be rachum. The mitzvah ches is that when a yid is rachum, don't be rachum because you have such a nature. Do what you're doing with the kavana of being as most similar as we can be to God Almighty. And that's one mitzvah. Of course, it's going to manifest in rachum and in chanun and in many different types of expressions. but it's about when you're doing already the good, do it with the understanding. It's like a chovas halavavas mitzvah, this, which is fine. We have many mitzvahs that are chovas halavavas, avas Hashem and yiras Hashem. To do it to be similar to God, and not because it makes me feel good, or not because I'm lucky and God created me in a way that I have a compassionate nature. Halacha test, a mitzvah test, I'm sorry. L'kadosh Hashemoy, shenemar v'negdashni b'toich b'nei Yisrael. And there's so many talks of the Rebbe on L'kiddush Hashem that it doesn't necessarily refer to people thinking when? By the three big mitzvahs. The Rebbe holds that when a person gives up their life, let's say, not to serve idolatry, they're keeping the mitzvah of not serving idolatry. It's not a separate mitzvah. You understand? It's part of those three mitzvahs. What Kaddish Shemoy is that there are certain circumstances, as we know, that even if it's not the three, a Yid is going to give up his life al Kiddush Hashem. And when in those circumstances, and there are cases, it's beyond the three, there's an inyan b'fnei atzmi to be mekaddish Hashem b'rab. And that's the menegdash b'tich b'nei Yisrael. Yud, likrei kriya shema p'mayim b'chol yem shenema b'dibar to bom. I heard a good remez in the Siyam HaRambam from Rabbi Shustaman. Bom, I think I heard it from him. Bom is men beis. B'dibar to bom. Now we're learning the 42nd machzer of the Rambam Shlip Rakam. That's the b'dibar to bom. And you know when? The whole time. P'mayim. B'shachbacha uvkumecha. Yud Alep. Lil moy toira ula lamdo shenamer v'shenamtum levanecha. Chevron the Rambam kapach. We're going to start moving quicker. The Rambam has, the Kapach has the opposite Seder. And he writes the word first, lelamed, to teach, and then to learn. And that's another big talk over here, because in the Shema, the Sudyan Kedushin, from where do we learn to what's the source in the Torah of learning Torah? Vishinantam levanecha. In other words, the Torah speaks about teaching others, and therefore there's another nusach that first the mitzvah is to teach, and then the mitzvah is to learn. And Chedah, let me say one thing, that the more we teach, the better we learn.
How can you teach if you don't learn?
Okay, Yud Beis, everything is Meduy. Look at the Rambam. Not only do we paskin, also paskin the Alter Rebbe, but the Rambam is paskin, if you're learning Rambam, that the, both tefillins are two separate mitzvahs. Halacha lemaisa, we pass in that way. So if a person, for whatever reason, cannot put on the hand tefillin, at least put on the head tefillin. The seder, as we know, has to always be the hand before the head. Even when we remove it, we have to remove the head. Because the head can only be on when the hand is on. Yet the Rambam seder, likshar tefillin b'roish, shenemar v'hayu tov es b'einecha, and then yud gimel likshar tefillin b'yad. You see, in other words, at least we know that there's a rhyme and a reason that's hidden from us. And noch the pasuk in the Torah, what does that God write? Hashem writes ukshartam, and then first Hashem speaks about the yad first, but not say that over here. Shenemar ukshartam lo yisal yodecha. Yudalid lasu is tzitzis. Shenemar v'asu lohem tzitzis. V'asu, see, lasu is, the Rambam doesn't write to wear. Why not? Because he's faithful to the words of the pasuk. So then look in Yutes Vav, Likvaya Mezuzah. That's the question. Now, what's the Lashon in the Pasuk? Uchsaftam. In other words, according to the, if the Rambam would have been superficially consistent, then just like he's writing, Lassi Sitzes, he would have written, Lichtoif Mezuzah. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Likvaya. And what's the Raya? Uchsaftam Amezuzah. Sleep the Hoyer, all of these famous, these are the classic questions on the Rambam's mitzvahs. Tezayin, lahakel asu'am l'shmaya Torah b'matzoi shvis, and lahakel asu'am l'chu'ura is a mitzvah on the king, or the mitzvah on the beis. This is not a mitzvah on a yachid. Shenemar, hakel es ha'am. Yud zayin, lichtoib kol ish shepetoyla la'atzmi, shenemar, kisvu l'chem es ashira hazois. The Rebbe's strong opinion is that we fulfill the mitzvah l'chatchila by buying an ois in a sefer Torah. And no one, and the Rosh speaks about it. Like, where do you find that Yidin, every Yid is trying to write for their own, a Sefer Torah? And if that would have been lechatchila, the way to fulfill the mitzvah, then we would have seen it a lot more. The Rosh taka paskins that you can fulfill the mitzvah by buying svarim. Just then, in the beginning, there were no written svarim. All you had was a scroll. But the Rebbe spoke a lot that the inyan of the mitzvah of Ois and Sefer Torah is the lechatchila, the way for us fulfilling what the Rambam numbers as mitzvah. Yud Zayin. Yud Ches Lichtoif Amalach Sefer Torah La'atzmai Yosara Lo Echad Shol Kol Adam Ad She'yil Lo Shtei Torahs. Shenemar, as it says, V'kosov Leis Eis Mishnah Torah Hazois. Yud Ches Levarech Acher Amazayin Shenemar V'yachalt V'savot V'yachalt 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 V'y The Rebbe asks, why didn't the Rambam say Levarech Hashem Achar HaMozeh? And the Rebbe from here builds, and from many other, that the Rambam purposefully wrote the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Kitzur Hachim Nimnos. And that answers so many questions. And since the pasuk that the Rambam brings has in it Uverachas Hashem Alekecha, so to be Mekatzer, the Rambam didn't have to write Levarech Hashem. Yuchav, Livnois Beis HaBchira, with the Diuk. There are other names. You have a Beis HaMikdash, which the Rambam uses in other places. But the Ikir in Yonai, the Rambam holds in the safe over here in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, is that the Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaBchir. There's something about being chosen. Shenemar, v'asu li Mikdash, yu chaf alaf, v'yira mi bayezeh, shenemar u'mikdashai tiro'u, chaf beis, lishmar bayezeh, and look at the Rambam's words, tamid, shenemar v'atu v'nechi itcha, lifnei oyel ho'edus. Shmiras HaMikdash, guys, l'shitas HaRambam, big machlekes about this, is 24/7. And now, just to be aware, that at the night, that means when there was no Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, so we would have the Kehanim and the Levim, we know that as honor guards. During the day, there weren't anyone standing guard because they were doing the Avodah. And when Kehanim and Levim are doing the Avodah, the Rebbe uses the Lashon, Kulayom Erkavay. The whole Avodah is giving God Kavod. So that's the way they were Mekayim, the 24/7, the Tamid. His other gersoy is tadig, but it's both the same meaning. Chaf gimel, liyos halevi ovi b'megdash shenemar v'avad halevi hu. Chaf dalol lekadosh hakohen yodav v'raglav v'shas avodah shenemar v'rochso aron levanav. Here I have the word v'goymer. I just want to say, again, also big yashar koyach to the chayenu, which is amazing. But here in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, first of all, there are sometimes, and everything is meduyik, that they don't quote all of the words of the pasuk that we have in the prior Rambams. And also here, at least I have v'goymer, which is the correct way of writing, etc. There's another way of saying etc., which is v'chulei. So aside of that, we know from the Alter Rebbe, whether it's v'goymer or goymer, or chulei v'chulei, if there's a vav before, that's of great significance. I'm not going to focus on that right now. But the word goymer and chulei, goymer is used when you quote Tanakh. And anything other than Tanakh, you write chulei. So here it's correct. But as I just, when I looked through this yesterday, there are many v'chuleis here, just to correct it. The Rambam didn't write v'chulei on Tanakh. It's v'goymer, as it is over here. Chav, hey, laroich, neroich, b'migdash, shenemar, yaroich, oisoi, aron, levanov, the preparation of. Chavav, levarach, hakanam, es Yisrael, shenemar, koisi, v'chuleis, b'nei Yisrael. Chav, zayin, lahazdir, lechem, olovoyna, lifnei Hashem. He puts it together, b'chol Shabbos, shenemar, lechem, Panim Lefanai Tamid. To the point, we learned this, that the Levoina is like a Kemitza. No, it's the Levoina, when we put the Levoina, that was the Matir for the 12 loaves of bread. Chav Ches, Lahakter Ketoidus, Pamayim Bayim Shenemer, Vihikter, Olav Ahadim Ketoidus Amin. Just like when we learned the Hilchos of Ketoidus, we always say that it's a school of Arashiris. And even though that, of course, if a Koyen brings the Ketoidus, it's a school of Arashiris, and many people want to be a Sandik, learning the Torah of Ketoidus is a school of Arashiris. And now that we're learning the count of the mitzvahs, just saying or listening to the Chav Ches Koyach, wow, the Moshalei Lishma is amazing. We will become very wealthy, even Begashmias. Amen. Chav Tesla Arech Eish B'mizbeach O'ela Tamid Shenemer Eish Tamid Tukar Alam Mizbeach Lamed Loharim Hadeshen, the removing of the ashes Malam Mizbeach B'chol Yom Shenemer V'hedem Asadeshen. And guys, right there is the removing b'chol yoyim. Not to be confused that after the tapuach became overloaded, they remove all of it. That wasn't the, this mitzvah is the what we call the trumas hadeshen, that they would put it near the mizbeach. Remember the exact location, and it was the ashes were swallowed out the stone floor. All of that is lamed al. L'shaleich t'meh mimach neshchina, which is hamikdash, shenemar. And how do we do that? It's not only, it's another detail. Mitzvah lamadalid, if it is carried, the kishon oisin oisoi, shenemar avoidis hakoyish aleim bakosev, you saw. And Malachim, if they are the first in their line. When we had access to the Shemana Mishcha Shenemar Shemen Mishchas Koyvesh Lamed Vavliyos Akehanim Oyvim Bamegdosh. Mishmaris Mishmaris, they should have individual watches. Right, that's a pasuk. Chelik Chelik Yechelu. Right, Levad Memkares Al Haaretz. Shenemar Bichi Chosovei Alevi Vegoymer Levad Memkarav Al Haaretz. Which means from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, they already had this changing of guard. Of course, not the 24. It began with 4, then it went into 8, and then eventually it became the 24 that we have. Lamed Zayin Lias Akehanim Etamim Likreveyem Umesablam Aleim Kishor Yisrael Shehem Mitzuyim Shehem Mitzuvim Lisabel Al Meseyem. Right, that Rambam puts together to become Tamei and to mourn for Mamish. I mean, we just learned Hilchas Avelus that Rambam there. All of the dinam of the Tumas Kahanim is in the Rambam Silchas Abel. It's all connected. Shenemar Lo. Yitama, Lamet Ches Lias Kain Gadol Noise Psulam. It's a mitzvah Sasei Shenemar. Who Isha Bevsela Yikach? Lamet Tes Lahakriv to be the Mechalim Shenemar. Shnaim Layoim Oila Samid. Mem Lahakriv Kain Gadol Mincha Mechalim Shenemar Zekarben Aron Ravanov. Amazing. Mem Aleph Lahoisev Karben Acha Mechal Shabbos. Side of the daily Tamid Shenemar Rabbi Yama Shabbos Shnei Chavasim. Members, lois of carbon bechol rosh chodesh, chodesh shenem of rosh chod sheichem tekrivu bechol. See here it says bechol, it can be bechol. It's vegoyim. Just another. Mem gimel lois of carbon mechaga pesach shenem of shivas yomam tekrivu ishal Hashem. Mem dalol lahakrib minchas oemer bimachas rishon shol pesach mekavos echad shenem of havesim es oemer reishis ktsirchem. Mitzvah mem hey lois of carbon miyamat zeder shenem of yomakipurim vegoyim vikraftim oil lareach. What do you have? Your nusach? After the word l'reach, mestama l'reach mechoyach, I just know I saw it clear in other places that sometimes the chayenu here, maybe they copied it off their source that also made it. It's not correct. I have in my house better rambams that are more meduyak, and they're not aligned, and every word is always meduyak, especially here. So I'm reading the best I could from what I have in front of me. Mem vav, and again, this is the biggest thank you to the rambam, to the chayenu, and especially now to the new chayenu 3 prakim. Because of you guys, there's going to be thousands of Yidden that are going to learn 3 prakim of Rambam a day. Memvav, lahavi shtei halechem im akarbonis hakreven beglal halechem im atzera shenemer nimoish reisechem tevi olechem tenufa vikraftam al alechem. Mem zayin, lahoisim karbim rosh hashana shenemer v'chodesh hashvi be'echel v'chodesh v'asisim v'chulei. Mem v'goymer, lahoisim karbim im atzoyim shenemer v'asal v'chodesh hashvi v'goymer. Lasis avedis hayim v'yim atzoyim shenemer v'zayis yove yaroim. Etc. Me'es adas, etc. V'chol havoidom haksuv b'parshas achrei mois. Nun lohoisiv. See, does he write this in any other place? I don't know. Just to point out. No, it's not. He quotes the pasuk here. Since he's bringing lasois avoidus hayim b'yom tzayin, he was careful not to. He quoted a few, and then he has to add and all the other pesukim in achrei mois. Nun lohoisiv karban b'chag asuka shenamid v'kraftam oyle ishei. Nun Aleph Lohisim Karbam Yamashmini Yatzeres Shiyim Zeregel Lifnei Atzmihu Shenemar Bayamashmi Yatzeres. Now, guys, make no mistake. In the other days of Sukkahs, they also brought Karbanis. Not the sixth day of Sukkahs is not a regel Bifnei Atzmihu. But as we know, right, Psalm Shav, there was a rhyme and a reason. There was a Seder, right, 13:12. There was a Seder, and Yom Hashmini does not follow the pattern. It's like a new. It's one carbon. The day prior, they brought, remember, they added 7. We're not going down to 6. It's like a new system. Nun base. Lochek baragolim. What does it mean, lochek baragolim? We know. It needs to bring a carbon chagiga. Shenema, sholosh regolim, tochek digbashona. Nun gimel lehe ro'ois baragolim. To appear. We also know what that means. It means, or at least a part of it means, to appear with a carbon. The Rambam is writing me kitzenimitz. Shenema, sholosh pa'amim bashona. Mitzvah nun dalel l'smoyach b'regolim. Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha ato gincho b'itecha. And what's the v'samachta? That ideally in the times of the Beishim, shalmei simcha. No, not chagiga. Separate carbon. If we had the shalmei chagiga, then we can be yoitze with that, and we don't have to bring the shalmei simcha. But when you ate, every shalmim is only for 2 days and one night. So let's say we would bring on the first day of Sukkot, let's go, would be Paschal, we bring it on Yom Tov. That was the Homachlekes B'Shanim Yisalul. I'm going to bring the Shadush, and then I can only eat it for 2 days. So on the third day, I don't have any more Shlamim. So I'm obligated. If my Chaver shares with me, it's also good. But I have to eat every day from Karban Shlamim, and that's the Smoyach Baragol. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, then for men, Ein Simcha Elo Basar B'Yayin, and for women, as we know, all us married people, you want to make your wife happy, buy her a piece of jewelry and nice clothing. and compliment her how beautiful she looks. Halacha nun hey lish lishchay keves ba pesach shenemar v'shach do oisik kol kaladas yisrael nun vav lechol psar ha pesach b'leil chamisha asar shenemar v'ochlu es habaser b'layla hazeh. So the Rebbe points out, going back nun hey, the Rambam doesn't write when to shach the keves. In nun vav he writes to eat it. He gives a date. Why? So that was based on the Rebbe's Yisoy, that everything is written by the Kitzur Achi Nimrods, because in the pasuk that the Rambam quotes in Nun Hey, you have to look inside the Chum, the pasuk. In that pasuk, the pasuk writes Ba'arba Asa. So like in the Bracha, Levarach Has Hashem, the Rebbe says, the Rambam doesn't write Hashem because it says the pasuk that he quotes has Hashem in it. So the date is written in the pasuk in Nun Hey. In Nun Vav, it doesn't say a date. It says Balayla Hazeh. So now the Rambam felt that he has to compliment it to make it clear about this man of the Karban Pesach. And as you know, in Karbanis, especially in Karbanis, that if you bring the Karban Pesach Shalai Bismanoi, it either by default becomes a Shlamim or it could become a Shlamim. The whole Pesach is only Shaykh to that day. Pesach is one of the Karbanis. The two, there are only two positive mitzvahs that if one doesn't keep the positive, they get Kodesh. You're right. Yeah, but he doesn't quote it here. You're talking about Lechoy, that's the, I don't remember. That's Shuki, just is asking when you don't get Lechoy, that's for the eating. But again, also just to point out that not everyone is with the Rambam. The Rambam makes the shechting and the eating into two separate mitzvahs. That's what, I know that other Moine HaMitzvahs don't make it into two separate mitzvahs. I'm just making your question better. So now let's go with the Rambam. So now which one is the Machayev of Kodesh? Don't forget, if you don't shecht it, if you're not Menuyim, you can't eat it. Maybe it's the shechting. Okay, Vaitik. Nun Zayin. I'm sure the Rambam writes it inside. Just that. Last is Pesach Sheni Shenemar B'Chodesh Sheni Barba Asar V'Goymer. Nun Ches Lechol Pesach Boi Shenemar Al Matzis Lanem Yechlu. Nun Tes Lut Koyev Achatz Ritzis Al Karbonais. And also to blow with trumpets. U'B'Shah Asat Tzorei Shenemar U'Tekatem Achatz Ritzis. Mitzvah 60 Liyois Kol Karbonais Behema. Only when they are on the 8th day from being birthed V'Hala. And not earlier. Shenemar U'Meyem Hashmini V'Hala. To the point, right, that to meet them every day, they were inspected for 4 days prior to the whole Seder. Samach Beis, Limloyach Kol Karbon, Shenemar Al Kol Karbon Chatakriv Melech. Samach Gimel, Maisei Ha'oilu Shenemar Imoilu Karbonai, etc. Maisei Achatz Shenemar Zoyis Toiras Achatz. By 65, Maisei Ha'oshem Shenemar Zoyis Toiras Ha'oshem, etc. Because you give your nefesh away. The only time it says nefesh, right? Because the poor man's giving of a carbon is a much greater sacrifice, and so is mincha, especially during the winter. You have to stop your day. But not only love, only loving for which if a person would have done it, God forbid, the mesa, they would be chayv kodesh and emad nefesh kisech to bishgaga. Mitzvah 70, lahakrev ayochad karmen im nistapakle im chata behema, im chata, b'chei chayav, lahakata is oy loy chata, right? And when you bring the karmen asham, and then you discover that it wasn't the shuman, that you ate the chaylev, you're not exempt from bringing a karmen chatos. It's when you don't know yet, you have to bring a asham, right, to hang the surim. Shenema v'lo yada v'ashem v'goymer v'hevi is hashamay. So anikra asham talui. The word talui, he writes here in the English, conditional, but we know from Chazal, it's also correct, but the another correct is talui means it, that it's toilet the surim. It's not machaper, because if a person taka discovers that they sinned, even though they brought to asham, they have to bring a chatas. Ayin alef. L'hakrib ha-shoygig b'me'ilah. Oy, hachoyte b'gzeila. Oy, b'shivcha charufa. Oy, shekofa b'pikadim v'nishba. A carbon asham, right? That's not called an asham tali. That's called an asham body because you know exactly what the sin is. That's the end of Parshas Vayikra. Ayin beis lahakrif carbon oyla v'yoyret. Also the end of Vayikra. Shenema v'im l'sigya yodei v'im l'isasik. Ayin gimol l'hisadis lifnei Hashem mikol chet shiyase ha'odam. When? Sai b'shasa carbon. And they did it, you know when, guys? When they did smicha. And Vishalay Bishasa Karbin, when do we do this? When we say Tachmun every day, Pamayim Bayoim, Shakras Vincha, Shenemar Visvadu es Chatosim, Asher Osu, Ayin Dalla Lahakrivazov, Karman Achashi Yitor. Rabbi needs a major Zov. means he had three re'irs. Azov with two re'irs, Taka counts the Shivas Nakiyam, but he doesn't have the Karbonis. Shinamar v'chiyitar Azov v'goyimim. Ayin hei lahakrev ha'zovah karbon achashet titoir. Here also not a zovah katana, but if she has, right, the three re'iyos, dafka over 3 days, then she has to not only, then there's no more shemeres yom keneged yom, that's the shivas nakiyam. Shenamar v'im tohara mizayva. Ayin vav lahakrev ha'mitzayru karbon achashet titoir shenamar v'yem ha'shmini, etc. Ayin zayin lahakrev ha'yulad this karbon achashet titoir shenamar v'moloy simei tohara, etc. Ayin ches la'aser ha'behemam. All domesticated animals, right, my friends? So that is cattle, sheep, and goats. They're good. As it says, v'chol maser bakar v'tsoin. So bakar is only cattle. And soin includes always in it, sheep and goats. Koyla sheyavoy, etc. Ayin tes l'kadosh b'choy ha-behema ha-tohir l'akriboy. Shenemar kol ha-b'choyr asher. Yeah, that's what you have, asher, but you have asher. Either that I wrote v'goymer or he quoted the end of the pasuk. Right, it must be that it's incomplete over here. Pay. Liftois b'choyr adam. To redeem the firstborn, shenemar padoy siftes b'choyr adam, etc. Pay aleph liftois peter chamor, the firstling donkey, even though it's a non-kosher animal. The mitzvah is to redeem it, shenemar peter chamor tifte b'goymer. And if you don't redeem it, then there's another mitzvah. Pay beis la'aroy peter chamoroy, to decapitate, shenemar imloy sifte ba'araftoy. Pay gimel. V'havi kol ha'kerbonis she'yesh al adam v'choyva, oy ben adava, beregel rishon shepagavoy. Don't confuse, guys. Loisa acher. We had the five-way machloekes tanoim. But let's go how we paskin. It's after three yomim toiv. You violate the law if three regalim pass and you don't bring it. But the mitzvah saseh, it's not a contradiction. It's to bring it the first time you're going to the Beis HaMikdash. You're going there anyways. Bring all of the karbonis that you undertook to bring. Shenemar uvasa shama. And at that time, bavesem shama. Pei dalud lahakrev. Very good. So in other words, if a person violated the chatzis, exactly. So the mitzvah saseh is to bring it the first time you go to for the regel. If a person did not bring it, they didn't violate yet the lav. The lav goes on a different system. Take dalit lahakiv kol karbonis lebeis abchira. Consistent, as we said before, lidnis beis abchira. The Rebbe pointed out. Shenemar b'shom tasa kol asher anichim etzabeka behei lihitapel b'havos hakarbonis michutz la'aretz lebeis abchira. Look at that. This is a unique mitzvah. To bring it from Chutz La'aretz, Shenemar Rak Kodoshecha, Asher Yiu L'cho Unu Derecha Tisa Uvasa. And from oral tradition, we learned She'ena Medaber Ela B'Kotchi Chutz La'aretz. Pei Vav Liftois Kotchim Bali Mumin. And then V'yu Mutaram Achila. It's time you write Mutaram Achila. There's a remnant of Kedusha. Asurim Begizo Ba'Avoida. And you can't even sell it in the market weighing it. The heter is to eat it. Shenemar rak b'chol avas nafshecha tismach v'yachal tebasar and v'yashmol lamdu she'in medaber ela v'psule megdoshim she'yipadu or she'yiptu pei zayin liyos ha'temura kodesh, even though you shouldn't have made it. Normally when God says don't do something, if you did it, doesn't work. Here it works. And you have to, and it's holy with all of the pratim. Shenemar v'hoyuhu smunasi yer kodesh peches lechol she'yari menachis. If it's not coming from a kohen, shenemar the hanoseres b'mena yechlu aron uvanav. The kahanim eat it, right? But a mincha of a carbon of a kohen is kolol taktin pei test lechol psar chatos va'ashem. Shenemar v'achlo oisem asher kupa behem v'chuli. Just to appreciate the genius, it's like it eludes us. Like why does say that? The Rambam first spoke about the animal karbonis, and then he spoke about the mincha. Here, when he's speaking about eating, the bachla cooked it like this. That has to. Wow, tzaddik. Guys, there are svarim, just know, there are svarim written on this. The Rebbe was not satisfied because there wasn't like one rule or two rules. There's so many different rules. The best thing is when you have one sheet that answers everything, and that is not yet, that's your avoida, my avoida, to reveal that tzaddik. Lisrei basher kodesh enit moshenemar, habasar ashiga b'chol tomeg lo yi'achel, and we're focusing on this, bo'esh yisarif. Certain things, what do we do with it? We bury. Certain things, what do we do with it? We burn. Here the mitzvah is to burn. Tzadik alaf listrek, noisr shenem avanismim, besar zavach, v'yom ha-shlishi, v'goyimim. Tzadik beiz lahagdala nozor so'oroi, shenemar gadel peras ha-aroishi. Tzadik imo legalech nozor so'ori al korban noisov, v'miloisim e'nizroi, oi betachim e'nizroi, if he became tamei. And even though the Torah writes on the shlamim, but we know, right, that it's not the lav nafke shlamim. And any of the other korbanis as well, shenemar, not the other, chatos, the other one is completely. V'chi yamos meis olav u'goyimim, the oilas. Not cooked. Sadek dalo the kaim adam kol shoytzi besvasav mikarbon oitzadaka v'chayetzibayim shenemar moitzi sipasecha tishma v'yasisa. And just to point out again, this is from the Rebbe's talks, that the pasuk that Rambam brings is dafka speaking about nidrei kodesh, even though there is another mitzvah when it comes to keeping what you said in nidrei yisur. There has to be a Rambam, a reason why the Rambam only quoted the play. He's only referring to nidrei hegdish. Sadek ei lodin ba'afaris nadon mochaladirim ha'unam ba'parsha. Sadek vav liyas kol negev benevelo tamei. Wow, it's a positive commandment. You understand that? It's a positive mitzvah. That what? Not to become tamei, but that you become tamei. If you had a halachic contact with enough of the nevelo, shenema, the chiyomus benevehema, the goymer. Sadek zayin liyas shmoyne shirotzim are also mitamin. Guys, when it comes to Tumah, simple, important, dig du klal. If there is a chidik, it means I become Tamei. Me Tamei. If it's meh, ashva means I convey Tum. So that's what ashva here. Me Tamein, shenemak, zelacham atamei, etc. Tzadik ches li yoyscho oicholin mistamin. Guys, it doesn't mean that if you eat Tamei foods, you become Tamei. That's a derabanan, we know that. It means that there are certain foods, that in part tuma, shneman mikolo oichal ashe yoichal, etc. Sadek tes liyos hanida temeya u mitamo lachedim kuf liyos hayledes temeya kanida kuf aluf liyos hamitzayda tamei u mitamei kuf beis liyos beged menuga tamei u mitamei kuf gimel liyos beis menuga mitamei. Right? What doesn't it not say? It doesn't say that it itself is tamei, because karka cannot become tamei. Kuf dalad liyos hazav mitamei. Kuf hei is not the person. Kuf hei is the semen itself. Liyos shichva zera, the semen, the zera, has a status of avatuma. Mitamo. Kuf av liyos zava, that's the woman, that's the person. She is mitamo. Kuf zayin liyos hameis mitamei. Is the meis themselves tamei? Big machlekes. Even though they impart, avi avaisat, they are concerning the power of imparting, they are like Aviyah Vais. That's the whole discussion, whether people that are getting up with Chis HaMeis and whether they're going to have to undergo the purification process.
Why are they becoming Vais Zav or
Zav? I don't know. Huh?
That only says Vitami, no
Tami. Yeah, I know. All these things are big to you come. Good. Kuf Ches. Yeah, just in other words, we have to give an insight sometimes by the Yoledes, I'm sorry, by the Nidas, Temeyu Umetam. And by the Zava, the Rambam was not consistent. The Kuf Ches. Liyos may nida. Thank you, Rab Doivi. May nida refers now to the waters that had in them the ashes of the Paraduma already sprinkled. That sometimes, this is again the Kitzur Nimritz, mitamin lo adam toir. The Rambam holds the only mitamin lo adam toir, not when the Kohen sprinkled it on the person who's tamei. It's only if you used it not to be metayer someone. Whenever you sprinkled it to be metayer, it was not matami the sprinkler. But if I used it in any other time, then I would become tami. Umetarin, and also metarin, mitumas meis belvad. V'chol elu adinam shol tumas elu roiv mishpat al tumat haru mehem avoyi v'atoyle shubachsav. The Rambam has a point. Why does the Rambam have to write it? I don't know. But the Alter Rebbe explains, you know, when you have at the end of the first Perek in Chagiga, the last mishnah in the first Perek of Chagiga categorizes all of the mitzvahs into the three categories, that some of them are Porch and Ba'avit, which means that you don't even have a mention to it in the Torah. Then you have most mitzvahs, they are Hararim, remember, Hatuluyim, Bisa'ara. Like Hilcha Shabbos, what do you have in the Torah of Hilcha Shabbos? Very little. But Epes, Aman, Aremes. And then you have what the mishnah calls Kufay Torah. And what is included in the mitzvah? Those mitzvahs that it's very well spelled out on the Torah. And the Rambam wants to emphasize that dinim of Tumah and Tara are very well spelled out, a lot more. It's really Tumah and Tara, and you have the same thing by Kachin. And the Alter Rebbe explains that the Torah is learned in every world, of course. But Torah Shebachsav, the way we have it, is the way it's learned in the world of Atzilus. And therefore, that which is not that Negei and Atzilus is written about less. That which Bechlal is not Shaykh to Atzilus is not written to at all. It's Parchan Ba'avir. And the dinim of Tara, because Tara brings Kedusha, as well as Karbanais, that will be the ikarim of the Torah that will be spelled out. And the Rambam here writes it in his Minyan HaMitzvahs. Like, okay, Kuftes, Liyois Hatara Mikol HaTmeyes Batfila B'mei Mikva. Shenemar V'rachatz V'mayim Eskol B'soroi, and Kach Lona V'yashmua, Sherechitza Zu, not in a bath, not in a shower, but the detail that Rambam writes is B'mayim Shekol Gufei Oilu B'hem B'basachas. And what did the Chachamim say? The Chachamim said that is 40 sa'a. Kuf yud. Liyos ha'tahara minat saras. Bein saras adam, bein saras habayis. It has to always involve the eight eres with the ezoiv and the shlintre loas and the shnei tzipara mamayim chayim. Shenema zois tia toya samatsoira. Kuf yud al tia samatsoira magalech kol sa'aroi. Guys, remember, there's so many details, right? There's two shavings. It's writing about the shaving of all of us here once. Shenamar v'hoi v'yem ha'shvi yigaleach es kol so'orei v'goymer kuf yedbeis liyas mitzori yedua la'koyel b'dvarim amurim. In other words, the person has to make it known. He has to make known to others his condition. He has to announce. So in America, the meaning is you have to promote yourself. In the Torah, you find that if a person is tummy, they have to promote. Right, Shenema, as it says, the God of you perumin, the Roshi Yeperu of Alsa from Yate, the Tommy Tommy Yikra, he has to cry out impure, impure. Whenever you see a Jew shouting, Tommy, Tommy, he's talking about himself. You have to make your condition known. The Rambam is including that in the Mitzvah's explicit process. Kuf Yud Gimel. Lasi Sparadum Aliyahs Ephra Muchan. Shenemar Vahisala Adas, etc. Kuf Yud Aliyahs Marech Adam. If you make this special type of vow called Erki Olai, Erkecholai, you have to give the money, not to you what you think your value is, but the money that God predetermined that is equal. It only varies according to age and gender. Aksuv Matreiro. Shenemar Ishki Yafli Neder. Kuf Tezvav Liyahs Marech Behemoth Meyah. There, there's no the animal is male or female that age. Every animal has its own value. Etc. The whole concept that for that you have to have a Beis Din of 10. One of them has to be a Kohen to make the evaluation. But there, every animal. No. A person would say that the value of that animal I'm giving to the Beis Hamikdash.
The value.
So if I use the word erech, if I use the words damim, even by a person, every person is evaluated based on their worth. If I use the word erech, then the Torah gives like zeres hakasuv, age, gender, everyone has the same erech. But don't, even if that word is used by anything other than an adam, then there is a fixed, then the behemoth on behemoth, you have to make the evaluation. Kuf tezayin liyos marech beisoy noisim ke'erech hakoyim. Shnei meverich hakoyim. Kuf yedzayin liyos magdish odeo noisim ke'erech hakasuv baparsha. Guys, hashgacha process. We're learning this guy's mamish bahar. That was yesterday's chitas, right? In other words, that here again, the Torah says how many years before the yovel, how much value for the size of a field. And to add the halachic fifth, it's called milabar. So if a person valued, he misappropriated something inadvertently, but it could in the value of $100, just to know, adding the fifth, he doesn't give 120, he gives 125. A fifth of 100 is 20. 125 because you add, how much is a fifth of 125? 25. That, whenever the Torah speaks about adding the chaymish, that's the way you cheshbon. And it's called in Chazal a chaymish milabar and not milagav. Shenemar ve'es asher chotam in hakodesh yishalom, etc. Kuf yutas liyos neter avoy kodesh in the Holy Land. Shenemar yia kol piri kodesh yilulim. Halel, right? You just learned the moment of the Alter Rebbe. Halel, choydah, two complete separate things. Fourth year is connected to halel. Kuf chaf laniach peya. Kuf chaf aleph to leave leket. Kuf chaf beiz laniach oymer hashikha. Kuf chav gimel laniach, the oidolois, right, the underdeveloped clusters. Bakerem. Leo, the kuf chav dal laniach perat akerem. Means if an individual grape falls down, you have to leave them. Lefish, abachol elo nemar, lo ani, velager tazav oisam, and vizehu mitzvas asei shalem. What is the Rambam trying to say? What is he emphasizing? Can't he write at the end of every mitzvah, vizehu mitzvas asei shalem? It's so good to know that we don't know. At least here, there's many other things we don't know. At least here, you know, we don't begin to appreciate what we're attempting to read over here. Kuf chafei, lahavi bikurim lebeis habechira, shenem areshes bikuriyad moscha, vigoymer. Kuf chavav lahafresh truma gedoy lo lakoy. Guys, this is not to give it to, just to make it, this is to separate for, right? The getting rid of all of the truma and the maizes, that was done twice in the seven-year cycle, that's connected to the Bidu Maizer. He's not speaking about this. He's speaking about it, that you have to separate it to untable your produce. Shenem areshes de gan chati reishcha, v'goymer. Kuf chav zayin, also to separate maser dogan alavim. Shenem v'chol maser aretz v'goymer. Kuf chav ches lahafrish maiser sheni v'lahachalu ba'olav v'Yerushalayim. And now, at least we're following the Seder, right? Truma Gedoyla, Maiser Rishon, first, second, fourth, fifth year of the 7 years, Maiser Sheni. Shenemar Aser to Aser is called Tfuas Aracha v'goymer. U'mepi Hashmua lamdu, that this Aser to Aser is referring to Maiser Sheni. Now, Kuf Chavtes, Liyay Salabiyah Mafrishon Maiser Mena Maiser, Shalokhu Mi Yisrael, V'noisnen Oysam Lakrihanem, Shenemar Ve'el Alavim Tadabit. And then Kuflamid, that in the 2 years of the 7 year cycle, right in the third year and in the sixth year, instead of Maiser Sheni, what do we give? We give Maiser Ani. And what's the big question in those lands that Chazal said you have to add Trumos or Maiser Midrabanan? What did they give on the Shemitah year? What's in Eretz Yisrael? You tithe nothing. But outside Eretz Yisrael, where Midrabanan, they also tithe. There was no din of Shemitah. So what did they give on the seventh year? We learned that in the Gemara, and there's all machloikas. Did they give Maiser Sheni? Or did they give Maiser Ani? All right. Lahafrish Maiser Ani, Tachas Maiser Sheni, Bashlishis, Bashishish, in the 7 year cycle, in the Holy Land. Shinema Mixay Shalishonim, Tweetsis, Komasa Tvuas, Kuflamadal of Lisvadois, Vidui Maiser. Now, Vidui Maiser is not done when you separate it, but you know when it's done? It's done when you give it, or in other words, you have to remove it from your house on Erev Pesach of the third year and Erev Pesach of the seventh year, or the fourth year and the seventh. Okay. One of the two. Shenemar v'yamarta lefnei Hashem lekecha b'arti akoy. Kuf lamed beis likrois ala bikurim shenemar v'nisi yamarta lefnei Hashem lekecha. Kuf lamed gimol lahafrish chala to separate again the chala for the kohen. Shenemar ishos adi seichem chala to dimu truma. Kuf lamed alad lahashmit hakarka shenemar v'hashviyis tishmuten on atashta. Here the Rebbe's medayik that the ikir is shmita on the gavra or on the chefza. Here it's clearly on the land. Even though that we should leave the land fallow, but it's that the land should be left fallow. Right? And Kuflamet, hey, is on the Gavra. Ha? That the person, Lishba is Mavoy the Sarets. Shinemar Bacharash Bacharach at Tishbetz. That's a amazing. Yeah. In other words, it's a mitzvah sase for the land and a mitzvah sase on the person. Even though they're both fulfilled by the person. Both Gavra and Chavtze. Kuf Lamed Vav, Lekadosh Nasa Yiva Bashviso, Kashmito, Shinemar, Vikidashtam, Eish Nasa Hamish, Kuf Lamed Zayin Lutkoye Vashofer, Bishnasa Yiva, Shinemar, Vavarta Shofer, Teruah. Now, Kuf Lamed Ches, Litein, Geula La'aretz, Bishnasa Yiva, Shinemar, Bukhol Eretz, Achvazazchem, Geula Titnu La'aretz, Kuf Lamed Tes, Liyaz, Geula, Spati Yorei Choyme, At Shana. You can only redeem it for the full year. Shinemar, Ve'ishki, Yimkor, Beis, Moishav, Yer Choyme. Kuf mem limnish shnei yovel v'shanim v'shmitim shnei v'sparta locha sheva shapsei shanim v'goyme. This is last week's parsha. Lahashmit p'ksafim b'shvi shnei shomit kol bal mashe yode. Lingoish la nachri. It's a mitzvah to go and know he owes you money. That debt is not going to be erased. Shnei as a nachri tigois. V'asher yelochas achicha. Only that which you have in your brother's hand. Tashmit yodachem. Kuf mem gimel lita mer abeim la koyin yisroya the lechayayim and the keva shenem of anasan la koyin hazroya, which is a mitzvah nowadays, and according to almost all of the opinions, even bechutz laretz, das yochad Rabbi Loi, we follow Rabbi Loi that you're exempt from chutz laretz. Kuf mem dalo lita mereshes hagayz la koyin shenem mereshes gayz soin chatit en loy. Kuf mem ei lodem adini charam mehem lashem mehem la koyin. The word chedem has so many meanings. It's one of the lashonos that is used when you consecrate something to God. It's no longer mine. And stam chedem, that's the whole question. Stam chedem lashem, stam chedem lakoyim, to know exactly where it should go to. Shenamar ach kol chedem asher yochoram. Kuf mem bav lishchay behem avachay v'oif. And only then, v'achikach yoichel besorem. No, you have a mitzvah chiyuvis. This is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, right? We're not speaking about kachem. You don't have to eat meat. But still, since if I want to eat meat, I have a mitzvah. It's called a matir, not a chiyuv, to do the shechita, and that justifies a bracha. We make a bracha for shechita. Shneimar, it's a mitzvah. V'zavachta mi bekarcha u'mitzoyncha. Shechita is one of the mitzvahs that, from where you see that there's an oral Torah. That's one of the pasha because it says concerning zavicha that shecht kashet zivisicha, and nowhere is written in the Torah how to shecht at all. Kuf mem zayin lachasis dam chay v'oif. Not of a behema, but only of a chay or of a oif. Shenemar, the shafach has no mevich shoba of. Kuf mem ches l'shalech eim tzipar min hakein. Shenemar, shalach, the shalach, the shalach, the shalach, the shalach, the shalach, For you to know between the tame and the context, what we call kosher, what tame means, what we call treif in English. Kufnun gimel kadesh chadashim lachashet shanim and vachadashim bevezdin bilvad. The mitzvah that this should only be done in the bezdin. Shenemar hachodesh azal lachem roish chadashim. Kufnun dalid. Acher, I want you to know again. Here, there's a whole talk of the Rebbe concerning the Seder that from kufnun dalid until kuf ayin, we are following luchuura the Seder and parshas emor. You'll see of all the yamim tovim. Question will be is that why doesn't the Rambam mention the mitzvah of blowing shofar when he speaks about the mitzvah of resting of Rosh Hashanah? And the Rebbe has a gavaldike insight. Just we'll get to that when we go to Kuf Ayin. So let's start. And taka the parshas Emor, which you mentioned, begins with Shabbos. Eilma de Hashem mikra kodesh. The first one is Sheshes Yamim and Shabbos. So lishbois b'Shabbos. Shnemar v'yom ashvit lishbois. L'kadesh Shabbos shnemar. So the Rambam adds details that are not an emor, but we're following the seder of the parsha Samayadim and emor. Kufnun vav levay chametz, right? Because the first of the Yom Tovim mentioned an emor is Pesach. Now he goes into the details of Pesach to get rid of to destroy the chametz. Even though this is a pasuk in void, but again it's the seder of emor. L'saber b'tzias mitzrayim b'alayla adishin shachag ha-matzah shenemar v'yigartu levin chayim v'ulayim v'goyim lechol matzah b'alayla zah shenemar b'erev toich l'matzahs lishbois b'dishon shol Pesach shenemar b'yaman adishin mikro koitsh lishbois b'shviyo b'y shenemar b'yam ha-shviyo mikro koitsh lisper mikatsira so'aymer teishav arboim yoyim shenemar usfartam lachem exact lishbois b'yam ha-chamishim right shenemar ukurasam etzim yom zeh mikro koitsh lishbois b'dishon shol chaydash ha-shviyo. Right after Shavuos comes Rosh Hashanah. Here's the kasha l'chayde that Rambam now should have added. Just like when he went to Shabbos, he didn't only mention the resting on Shabbos. He mentioned to be mekadesh the Shabbos by making kiddush a mitzvah in Shabbos. So why didn't Rambam say to blow the shofar? We'll get back to that in a second. The kuf samach dalid lisanis basiri boy shenemar be'asal l'chayde taras nafshesech lish boy sbeyer matzoyim. Now that he begins at calling it the 10. Now that he said the mitzvah, that it's the fast. So now he's calling it the day of fast. Shenemar b'Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Hulachem. Lish b'yis b'rishon sholchag asuka, shenemar b'yam arishon mikra kodesh. Kuf samach zayin, lish b'yis b'shmini sholchag, shenemar b'yam arishon mikra kodesh. Kuf samach es, leishem basuka, shivas yomim, shenemar basuka, steishu shivas yomim. Now we're going to the details again. Even though not all these details are mentioned in Emor, but the Seder is as it is in Emor. Little Lulav Shemar Lakhtal Machamim Arishim Triyat Zadar Vegoimer. Kuf Ayin Lishmoya Kol Shoifer Barash Hashanah Shemar Yim Tiru Yelachem. The point is that Rebbe writes that in Emor, since the Torah does allude to the blowing of the Shoifer, but it's called Zichroin Teruah. And Zichroin Teruah means to say the Psukim. In other words, you can't quote the mitzvah of blowing the shofar following the Seder before, because since the Seder is based on Emor, and in Emor we dafka don't speak about the mitzvah of blowing the shofar. The mitzvah of blowing the shofar is in Pinchas. That's the Yom Teruah Yelachem. And the idea of mentioning the psukim of Malchus, Zichroinois, and Shofaris, that's a different mitzvah. Rambam doesn't mention it here. But since the mitzvah of Zichroin Teruah is mentioned in Emor and not the blowing of the shofar, so the Rambam puts it later. Kuf Ayin Aleph. Which will prove he's not a Navi. Shenemar Elof Tishmaum. Lamanois Melach Shenemar Swim Tosmalachon Melch. Mitzvah Kufain Dalab Lishmaya. Mikol based in Agodl Shiamdulam Yisrael Shenemar Alamish Roshim and Lachatas. Is there a Medayek from the words Mikol? You know what Mikol comes to teach us again? We just finished learning El Kasan Eden. And we know that there's no smicha. And even if there is smicha, the Sanhedrin did not always sit in the Lishkas HaGozos. And the Rambam wants to be medayik that the obligation to listen Mikol Bezen HaGodol, I know it means Sanhedrin, doesn't need for them to be sitting in the Lishkas HaGozos. And perhaps the Rambam was also alluding to the fact that if smicha will end, which it ended, that there can be another Bezen HaGodol. Like the Rambam passes, that's the Rambam, that if all the Yidden are asking to give smicha, to renew the smicha, that's the diuk of mikol. Kuf ayin eight. Lintois achrei rabim, to follow the majority. Im tia machlekes bein sanhedrin bedinim. Shenemar achrei rabim lahatis. Kuf ayin vav lamanis shreiftim v'shreiftim v'chol kol v'chol miyisrael. Shenemar shreiftim v'shreiftim titim l'chot. Kuf ayin zayin lahashvois bein baladinim v'shosh oim demadin. No, you have to treat them equally. Shenemar v'tzarek tishma tam yisecha. L'hoir, l'hoid bebezdim, l'mi shiyesh lo yedu. Shenemar v'hu edo yra o yada. Lach goyro edim harbei. Shenemar v'dorashto v'chakarta v'shal tehetet. Right, so we learned about the Chakiris, and we learned about the Drishois, and we learned even about the Medikos. And then by Torah law, the Rambam says even Medina Mominus. Lastly, La'edim Zayvim, Kameshidim, Lassay, Shanem of Asisim, Kasher, etc. Lari, Feso Egla, Kimitzvasa, Shanem of Orfa Shomas, so Egla Banachal. Loch and Shesh, Odemiklot, Shanem of Tachim, Lachah, Derek, Vishalashas, Gul, Arzacha, Machuli. We're going there. Lassay, La'levim, Odem Losheves. And included in the mitzvah is that those cities also become Arim Miklod. The Gamheim Kol Toi Shneim of Nosma Leviim Arim Kuf Pei Dalud Lasu Ismakos Shneim of Asisa Magal Lagagecho Kuf Pei Hey LaAbed Avodizara V'Chol Nisham Shel. What's objects that are used in the worship of Avodizara? There's a mitzvah on us to destroy them. Shneim of Abita Abdon as Kol Amakleimos V'Halig Anshir Nidachas and included in the same one mitzvah of Lisrei V'Soir. Shneim of V'Sorafto Be'Eish. Lavid Shivas Shiva Amam Meretz Yisrael Shenemar V'Hachrim Tachrimim Kuf Peches L'Hachres Arashal Amolik Shenemar Timcha Ezecher or Zecher Amolik Kuf Peites Liskoy Ma She'Oser Amolik. Here there's Machlekes in Gersois Todir or Tamid. They both mean the same content. Shenemar Zochet Eis Asher Osa V'Goymer. Last is B'Mochamis Roshus Kamish V'Rokos V'Atoira Shenemar Kisikir V'Alir Lim Shoyach Koyin La'Mocham Shenemar V'Kikor Rof Chem La'Mocham V'Nigash HaKoyin. Right, to designate a latrine even for troops outside their camp. Kuf tzadik gimel, aside of making latrines, every soldier had to have on his garb, on his gear, together with his gear, a shovel connected to tznius, right, to covering up. Kuf tzadik dalid lo hashem es hagezel. Shenemar v'heishem es hagzel asher gazal. Nope, many people want to keep the mitzvah. So what do they do? No, the little in Sadakam. Shenemar. Posoyach tita has jotcho lochich lariyach. Lahanik levadivni, to give him a gift. When you set him free, Shenemar, hanik tanik, when his time is up, hanik tanik loi v'goymet. And v'chein la'amel yivriya. Kuf tzadik zayin lahalbois la'ani. Shenemar, as it says in the portion of Mishpatim, im kesef talves ami yeso'ani. And im doesn't mean if. Im zayin in the shoes. It means the mitzvah. How do we know it's a mitzvah? Shenemar, mahavei tavitenu. So you will surely lend him. It's not the source of lending the money. That is megale, that the im doesn't mean if. It means when, you, and that's the source of the mitzvah. Let's go moving on. Oh, just lahalvis l'nachim edivu shenemar, l'nachri sashich, and the pi ha'shmua lamdu, that this is a mitzvah saseh, with nuances, with details. Again, the Raivet, oh, you have to learn the Raivet here, but you don't have enough time to squeeze it in. Oy, to see Argy here with the Rambam. Look, Kuf Tzadik test. L'hoshev ha-mashkin l'ba'olav shenemar hoshev toshev lo'y esho oboit. If he uses the mashkin. Litin schar socher bizmanoi. It's beautiful, the diuk, right? The Torah says b'yoyme titin schari, but we know that it doesn't have to be b'yoyme. It has to be the time agreed to. People, day laborers get paid during the day. Today would mean, in America, you get paid, I think, twice a month, right? That's the halach yelah. So the bismani means that within the 12 hours of that day, that's the bismani. Reish aleph liyos asachar oichel bisman shchirusay. And a very broad statement, this, but it's very kitzonimus. This is a very broad statement, but there are times that you get to eat while you're working from the produce in which, with all of the pratim. Okay, shenemar kisovei bekerem reyachach or kisovei becomes reyach. Reish base lazoi me'al chaveru im'al behemtoy. To assist your chaver unloading a burden. It's a mitzvah for you to become a psychologist. That's what it means today. Yeah, or to listen when your chaver, that's a chav von hartz, shenemar ozav tazav imoy. Nafila is a behema, you have to listen. That's what the pasuk, hakim hamasa ala behema. Here, it's to help your colleague load the burden. Unload your sodas on someone else. Shenemar, hakim takim imay. Reish dalid. That was just beloshen sachas. So hashiv wa aved. Shenemar hashiv teshivim lachicha. Reish elo echiach hachoytei. You have to know how to do that. Reishvav le'ehavoy kol adam ibnei bris. Shenema v'yavto l'riyacha kamoicha. And here the Rebbe points out two big nekudas. Number one is that there are no qualifications. Even though we have more details in Chazal of Archicha b'mitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't write it here. The premise is kol adam. And number two, not the way people teach that there is a mitzvah to behave with love. No, that we understand that v'yahavta means to feel the feelings of love. How is it possible? To love the convert. To make sure everything is correct. All these balances. What pasuk is this? Not clear. Big machlokes here amongst the classic commentators is that I'm quoting the pasuk in Bereishis, is that I'm quoting the pasuk in Noach, the whole sugya in Sanhedrin. Another point that the Rebbe speaks a lot about is that normally ein lemeidim elifnei matan Torah, that Rambam sets this rule so clearly in the Hagdama L'Seder that I'm Shnayis, and we do have pru revu. Where do we learn in the Gemara that there is a pasuk for that? When God says shvul lachem lo aleichem, that was the pru revu. So there is a mitzvah that was given after Matan Torah. Why does the Rambam quote this pasuk? These are the big topics. Reisha Gimel, Livoil, Bekidushin, which means only to have sexual relations in marriage. That's the positive commandment. Shenemar Higachish Isha and then Uboile. Reisha Dalad, Lisameh Chosin and Ishtoi Shana. Doesn't say which year. Gavaldika, how great is that? Shenemar, Noki Elevesa Shana Echos. Every year is the Echos. Reish Tezvav, Lomulas Aben Shenemar. Here, the Rambam does not quote what pasuk. Here, the Rambam is quoting the pasuk in Shemini. The other pasuk is to Avraham Avinu. The other Moini HaMitzvahs, they do quote that pasuk. The Rambam Dafka doesn't. Even though we call the bris of Avraham Avinu. In other words, the mohus of the mitzvah is defined by the covenant of Avraham. That's a nusach habracha. But the machayiv of the mitzvah is because God gave it to us after Matan Torah. Okay, Reish Sadik Zion Liabim Ashes Ach. Shenemar Yavama Yava Yalel. Reish Yud Zion. If you're not doing Yibum, then you have another mitzvah. See the Seder of the Rambam? Remember the Abba Shol? In other words, which one is ideal? That was the Machlekes Tanoi. Where the Rambam is the mitzvah is to do Yibum. And if you don't do Yibum, the second, that's the Seder. Lachlekes Layavim. Shenemar Vacholzanali Malragle. Reish Yud Ches Lisa Oines Es Anusosoi. Just want to add one thing if she wants. Shenemar Valesi Yala Isha. He may not divorce her. One of the fines is to give 50 shekel with the many other dinim, because there was a boishes over there, right? There was other damages. If a person divorces, then there's a mitzvah to do it with a document. Guys, look how beautiful this is. How do we spell soita? Guys, remember? We spell soita with asama. How does the Rambam spell soita? With asin. And that so fits, right? The chazal, that aim adam, person only sins, elam kein nichmas boi, ruach, shtus. Shtus and soita. That's the deal. La soita kitay rasa. Shenemar, osla koin eskola toy razois. Reish chav dalel lahal kois, harashoim. What a beautiful general mitzvah. Ah, that can do a lot of justifications. I'm fulfilling a mitzvah. Shlag reshoyim. Shenema ve'pil ha'shevet v'yiko. Lahag lois v'tzeach v'shgoga. Shenema ve'yoshev shom ad mois ha'koin. The mitzvah on the person to go there. Reishchav v'ob liyos bezin hargan v'sayif. Shenema nokim yinokim. Reishchav zayin liyos bezin hargan v'chenek. Shenema mois yumas v'ayinoy v'ano efes. Guys, what do we know? What's the seder of the arba mitzvahs? So nach the machlik is tanaim, the Rambam paskins, that the most chomer is skilo seifa, hering and chenek. Look at the order. Sayef, mamish, chenek. Then he goes to Sreifa. And then the last one, Reish Chavtez, Leo is based on Soikin Ba'avonim. Shenema uskaltim oisim. No, go figure why.
And not in order of the Parshish either.
Not order of the Parshish is very good. Litlois, mission is chayef to Leo, which is very rare. Shenema visalis ois aloeits. And then he writes, Ligbar hanerog biyoimoi. And guys, just to make it clear, the Rambam is meduyik, but the mitzvah is not only al hanerog. The Rambam says so clearly. The mitzvah is to bury everyone. ideally on the day that he passed away. Shenemar ki kover sik benenu bayimahu. Reish lamed beiz ladum eva divri ki uchaisa. Shenemar ki sik neva divri v'goyim. Liayid, Omer means to the master should ideally designate her as a wife, right? For him, etc. Shenemar ashala yaodo, and if not for him, then for a son. Vim lodmo yaodano. Lifto is Omer v'riya shenemar v'hevdo. Reish lamed hei la'avoid be'evet kanani lo'oilom. Shenemar lo'oilom hem tavoid. Reish lamed vavli yas ha'choybul mishalom momin shenemar kiriv anoshin v'hiko. Reish lamed zayin lodun b'niskei behema shenemar ki yigoyf shoyr ish. As Shoyre Eyu, Lodon Miniske Haboy Shenemar Ki Fati Ish Boy Lodon Leganov Bitashlumim Oibemiso Shenemar. When is a Ganov put to death? Vichy Yignoiv. So the Rama writes in the Machteres that if a Ganov is coming, is tunneling into your house, unless he's your father, then Habola Hargacha Hashkam Hargach. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on you to protect yourself. Etc. Another Goinavish means another time at post notes here. The Geneva is prefacto. He's breaking into your house, then a mitzvah for you to kill him. Another thing, if he kidnaps a person, it's also called Geneva. Also, afterwards, the punishment of kidnapping and making use of them or selling them is also a capital sin. Lodom Miniske Hever, Shenemar Ki Yavad Ishtodo Ikerim. Lodom Miniske Yo Eshenemar Ki Seisi Eichu Matzo Koishu Menecha. The one who's the most responsible. Wow, as a mitzvah to render judgments when it comes to all financials. Etc. And even if it means the only way you can save the person who's being pursued, Shimon is being pursued by the Reuven, you the spectator, you the observer, you have a mitzvah to save him, and if needed, by killing the pursuer. Or the mitzvah is lahatzil. Anyway, you have to do it. And the Rambam put for the final of the Ramach mitzvah say, Lodun b'din anachlus. And just like we began by the importance, which is so easy to chap, leida, shiyashom, right, that there is a God, it's very, it calls your attention. From all the mitzvahs, the last one, it's not to say that in the Torah, is lodon b'din anachlas. So many want to say that's because it's like the end of life. So since it's the end of life, right, all of the laws of inheritance, shenemar ish ki yamus uvein ein loy. The Rebbe says that cannot be the reason, because who's judging b'din anachlas? Not the one whose life ended. The Beis Din, they're living. But the word is that since the goal of all the mitzvahs, as Hasidus emphasizes, mitzvah means a commandment, but mitzvah means tzav of a chibur, to be connected. And when it comes to the transference of things, like when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, to the Holy Land, so the Torah uses the three accepted expressions, chalkenu, goyroleinu, yirushoseinu, many sichas about that, but the greatest connection is yirusha. Because when it comes to a matana, when it comes even to a goyro, there's a transference between one to the other. Nachlo, when a child is yoydish from the father, we don't view it as something went from the father to the son. But the son is now the father. The son rises and he fills the shoes of the father. So there's a complete union that is expressed between a father and a son that we see in the Hilchos of Nachlos. In other words, there are many ways that a yid gets connected to God, but the highest mitzvah is to realize that we are already one with the Oyed. How beautiful is that? Chevra, that's today. This cycle, we're not going to be filming the Shasal Loisasa, but just challenging ourselves to see if we can do it in the same hour and 10 minutes for the 365, God willing, to be continued.
Rabbi, why does he finish with this mitzvah?
So the Rabbi just explained, Samach, that since Nachlos show of the union between two entities that appear to be separate, the father and the son, but the dinim of Nachlas is Megala, that they're really the same. You don't need a kinyan samach. It's the same. The son is the father, that a yid, through keeping of the mitzvah, becomes one with God. But not only are we connecting with God, but we reveal that we are one with God.
Also, one quick question. Why is it important to write Shenemar and everything?
In other words, very good, Adaram, Samach, you see that even though the Rambam did not write Milsa Batamo, did not write Milsa Batamo, but the Rambam links the mitzvahs to what it says in the that's the whole Yad HaChazaka. You read the Chumash, and he's going to show you how all the oral Torah is connected from the Chumash.
Shabbos.
Shabbos, guys.